Guys, we have to ask this question. It seems constantly and more now. And that question is, what is going on in this world? I mean, tensions are high between police and the public in the middle of the Derek Chauvin trial. And here we go again. What is going on? Sunday afternoon during a traffic stop, 20-year-old Dante Wright was fatally shot during a traffic stop after a Minnesota police officer shouted, "Taser," but fired a handgun instead. Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon said, police said they tried to take the driver into custody after learning during a traffic stop that Dante Wright had outstanding warrants. According to the body cam footage, Wright got out of his car, but then got back in. It's not clear why. Then you hear a female officer shouting, "Taser, taser, taser," but then fires a gun, not a taser, a gun at Wright. Yeah, I mean, really? And then you hear the female officer saying, "Holy S-H-I-T, I shot him."
You know what?
Yes,
this scares me so much because I have a 24-year-old son. Mm-hmm. And I cringe every time I see this because you just don't know when it's going to be you, even me. You know what I mean?
Right.
With your children. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just don't know what day somebody's going to call you with some news like this because these people are that terrified at doing their job. And they make these careless mistakes.
And they have to understand that these young men, they're scared too.
They are
scared too. So you're reacting and they are afraid that what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then you kill them.
They're afraid of being killed. That's why can't you get that through your head? These people are human. They're human. They have human
targets.
And they are. I'm sure I've heard that so much from black men. We feel like we got a target on our back when we're stopped by police.
Go ahead, Julian.
I would say, could it be the fact that, you know, if you see he's African American, can we just, just have a quick meeting as officers? Like, hey, he may be scared. Mm-hmm. Can we just talk about this for a second? Yeah. Because, how do you want us to get out the car? That's the next question. Yeah. How are we supposed to get out?
Yeah, you're supposed to.
What would you want us to do?
You're scared to grab that hand, man, to open that door. You're scared that leave it open the door and take you out.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Junior, because police officers aren't the only ones whose lives are at stake. Black men's lives are at stake. From a routine traffic stop?
Right.
Why is your
attitude so escalated when you stop somebody black? But it's not when you stop somebody. Why are you not at the? Why are you so always
good
at
point,
the ready
Jay.
To
mm-hmm.
shoot?
Mm-hmm.
To shoot when you see a black man, knowing that when you stop him, in most cases he's frightened. He's thinking in his mind, this is gonna be the day I die.
Tell you because they do not look at us as human. They don't look at us like human people. They just really don't. They really don't because we know they're scared and that's why they escalate. But can you, like you say, stop for a moment and realize that we might be too?
Absolutely.
And the taser,
a different way, another way.
How the hell you make that mistake? Once you draw your weapon and it's yellow, the taser is yellow and they made it yellow for a reason. Mm-hmm. You don't see that it's bright. It's not like a dull yellow. It's a bright-ass yellow.
Yes,
and you don't see it. And for a traffic stop, you got his tag number. You know where he lives. You can go and arrest this guy some other time. Why the hell are you cruising looking at bad tags?
Right.
Really?
Right.
What the hell?
Yes.
You could have called that in.
Yeah. Surely. Yes. I mean, this is just... And all of this during the Derek Chauvin trial.
Right up
street. The same thing.
Yeah.
Practically, you know.
Yeah.
You don't
have an attitude. They're already looking at us. We need to be cool with this, you know, but no.
Right. No.
Yeah. Right, Jay. Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
All right.
Can I request a black officer, please?
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
for safety, so, for to live.
Yeah.
Right. That's true.
I mean, yeah. And in other news out of Minneapolis, during the Derek Chauvin trial yesterday, a cardiologist testified for the prosecution that George Floyd did not have to die that way, something we already knew. And we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.